Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And we are excited to have you join us. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. And we talk about lots of different things, and we do feature guests from time to time.
And our show is Wednesdays. We have a midweek stress buster from 3 to 3:30. We have phone-in Fridays from 12 to 1 and Sundays from 6 to 7, and that's Central Standard Time. You can follow our show on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button and follow our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. You can also email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. And any time that you want to go back and download our iPods, you can go and download them through iTunes or the RSS feed buttons. You can also go onto our Facebook page and like our Divine Goddess Radio page. And today's episode is brought to you by Marie Langley. She is an intuitive reader and realtor. You can reach her at 651-303-0555. And me, Beth, who is an intuitive reader and healer, and you can reach me at 651-941-36. Welcome, everybody. It's Friday.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. And if you'd like to call in, the number is area code 347-327-9360, or you can type in a question in the chat room and we will answer it for you. And let's jump in. We have one caller already online, area code 111. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, ladies. This is
Hi.
Hi, how are you? From Texas.
Oh, from Texas. Oh, and what is your name?
Prem.
Prem.
Hi, Prem. How are you?
Hi. Hi, you're doing great today. Thank you.
Oh, good.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Well, I have a question. I usually don't ask about love or relationships, but I'm at that point where I'm kind of concerned because I've been single too long. But I, when you start losing interest in looking after yourself, you think, no, this is not right.
Many, many women are, and I think there's specific reasons for that. So is your question,
yeah,
for it, when is love coming into your life?
Yes, and I mean, because I have a lot of dreams, which I would say kind of prophetic dreams. And I had this dream the other night about this gentleman, and he was just so wonderful. And I mean, I've been seeing these men in my dreams, but... Him in particular was the one that was very well balanced, well rounded, and very steadfast. And I was there, and I had my hair, you know, my hair, like the top part of my hair, I had it tied up, but it was still long, and then the bottom part was kind of rolled up, and it was sort of in a tradition way, of some sorts. And I was wearing white, and he looked like he was wearing a. Like a man of armor, very beautiful, and he was calling to me with his energy, and it was like we knew each other, and I walked up to him, but a part of me was kind of saying, I feel like there's so much more I need to get done before I can let you in, and he seemed a bit. I'm not disappointed, but I could feel his heart breaking, and I could feel my heart breaking at the same time because I wasn't letting it. So I think there's a part of me that's not letting him in. I don't know what my issue is.
Oh, it's not an issue. It's very symbolic as well, just so you know, it's very symbolic. But first, Marie has this look on her face.
Oh,
Marie, what are you picking up on?
I'm just picking up that was your twin flame coming in. And your twin flame is ready, but you're not. You're right, you're not. There's still some things that you need to work on with yourself and your spirituality to become completely, I guess, whole is the word.
Whole.
And healed.
Yeah, whatever. Mm.
Yeah. And then once that happens, he can come in.
Yep, and on that part, and I'll just do the next part to it, is because right now what we're going through, and it's coming in big time, are fragmented soul parts and aspects of ourselves that need to be healed from lifetimes that need to come in. So it's all of you that is healed and back into wholeness, because you want to be aligned, you want to be balanced,
yes.
you want to be harmonized and synchronized so that you can be fully activated, you know, in the fifth dimensional stuff. Because I'm assuming if you're having prolific dreams, then you get the fifth dimensional
yes.
stuff that we're talking about, correct?
Yes. Yes.
That we're moving into that realm. So it's, I mean, we're there. So it's being there. So, and I just felt you shift just right now by saying that. So soon as you're there, because he's already there and he's waiting for you. If he were to come into your life right now, his energy would be lowered. So you're almost there.
Mm-hmm.
You are almost there. So just know it's all in divine timing right now, but very, very close. I'm hearing within 3 months.
Prim, have you ended a relationship like a while ago, which was did not a good ending?
With a male?
Well, I went through a divorce 3 years ago, but quite honestly, I felt like I had been divorced for the last 8 years before that. and after that, I was in two other relationships, but there was a lot of gifts from it, as far as, you know, it kind of kicked me up the butt and said, all right, sort yourself out, and you'll know the real one when he comes in. And so...
Okay, because I'm kind of picking up for you what someone picked up for me, and I'm hearing the same thing, which is forgiveness is your last key.
Yep, yep.
So what I was told, and I recommend you try this because I'm hearing the same thing, is that
okay.
whoever you need to forgive, like all your past relationships, start
okay.
saying, I forgive you so-and-so, and you if you need to put an expletive on the end of it, feel free to do that. And then just keep saying that and keep saying that, but ask that it be transmuted into love for both of you, and it goes to
okay.
both of your heart spaces. And keep doing that on a daily basis, and as you keep doing that, that person or persons starts to fade. And I've been doing that since I was told that for, it was like a week and a half ago, and it has helped me tremendously.
And now just to add a little bit more to that, it's also not just past relationships, love relationships. It's also relationships with men in your life. So I'm hearing a lot to do with father. So father could be brother, father, grandfather. It could be ex-husbands, ex-boyfriends. But I'm also hearing old masculine parts of yourself, because the old masculine parts right now are being transitioned into this new, beautiful, more gentle male masculine energy. And so the old masculine energy is just afraid because it doesn't know what its purpose is now. So there's a lot of that, and there's just a little, it's like a trail end for you. So it's that part also, along with the relationship stuff with, you know, lovers from the past. So it's to look at it that way. It doesn't have to be anything that you're consciously aware of, because it's not just from this lifetime. So it's to go in there and to really look at the old masculine energies. And just look at them, because it's all about forgiveness. They did what they thought was best at that time, when it was going through what you were going through, whatever life you were leading at that time. So it's a lot of forgiveness. And we're all going through this right now. You're right at the tail end of it. You're in a really good space. You're in a really good space.
Yeah, I feel like I'm right there, and it was just that little bit of something which you're helping me with to recognize.
Yes, yes.
That helped.
Yes.
And
well, good luck to you,
because
you're doing fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. If I could just ask really quick about my throat, if you see, I've done a lot of clearing and healing on my throat, and the thing is, whenever I listen to opera, which is something, you know, I didn't really care for before, it's like I can remember parts of myself when I could do that in past lives. And there's a part of me yearning for that to come back through.
Yeah.
And I feel almost so sad when I hear opera, but it speaks to my heart. It's really weird.
I'm seeing you as a male aspect. Excuse me, I just cleared my throat on here. I'm sorry, excuse me.
I know.
But it's in a past lifetime, and I'm hearing you had something, it almost... looks like and feels like there might have been some throat cancer going on. And so your career abruptly ended before you got to the point that you wanted to do with it. So those are aspects of hidden gifts and abilities that you're able to bring to the surface. So, and of course, right now it's all about clearing the divine throat chakra because it's moving up to the fifth dimensional chakras now. So it's clearing that right now. And there's some residual pieces because I can see on your left side and in the middle some darkness that's going on there. So it doesn't mean there's anything going on with it physically, but it's needing to be cleared up. But I'm hearing that you need to go in through meditation and have that lifetime because it's coming in on the left-hand side because singing at that level is more of a feminine you sang beautifully in that lifetime because I can even see you. You were a very big man. You were very big, very robust. But, oh, my Lord, the music that came from you because I see the tones coming from you. And so it's going in there because that piece of you wants to be recognized. It wants to have an individual conversation with you. And I'm hearing you know how to do it. You know how to do it. So that's what's going on with your throat right now.
Wow. Okay. Well, that explains why I feel the sadness when I hear it.
Yeah. And it's just so in there, and you get to sit here and talk to him and to be able to honor him. Did you know you would be able to bring those gifts into this lifetime now if you chose to? If you chose to. Doesn't mean you have to do anything professionally with it, but you would be amazed at how you could access those gifts in this lifetime to be able to honor that aspect of yourself.
Oh, wow. I can almost cry, but it feels good.
I know, it's really cool. It's really cool. Well, good luck to you. You know how to do it, and if not, again, we have phone-in Fridays.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's not going to be hard. It's not going to be hard. So, you know, nothing to be afraid of.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye, ladies.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Yes.
Okay, so as we're waiting for more callers, 347-327-9360, and I've got anybody who wants to type a question in the chat room, you're free. I also am having issues with my throat lately. I've noticed that as, you know, when I'm talking to clients or talking to people, all of a sudden this froggy thing comes up, and I'm like, where are you coming from? So I'm trying to discount it other than allergies.
No, it's not allergies.
But, yeah, so.
You know what I'm seeing with you, if you want any feedback
sure,
on that?
Sure.
I'm seeing right in the front, and it's right about here. What is that little space thing there called? Like
what is
that called?
Adam's apple thingy?
No,
or,
it's just a little, you know, it's that little dip right there?
Yeah, I know.
That little dip right there. I'm seeing like a little, it's about this size. It's a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks pink, a little red to it. But I'm hearing it's current lifetime stuff that's coming up from a past lifetime. So it's stuff from that lifetime that there's current circumstances going on that you're not speaking. You're not speaking the truth of something. So whatever that is, doesn't mean you're lying, just so you know, because a lot of people are going, I'm telling the truth. Has nothing to do with that. It's at a deep spiritual level of there's something. Oh, and I'm hearing that you're not claiming something of yours. Again, it's another one. I think right now, and I just got this information from this morning, we're in that point to where we have to go in, and the way to do it is in a meditative state is to go and speak to some of these aspects of ourselves that really have been holding on, and it's really fear-based related, but they want to be recognized, and it's like having this intimate conversation.
I know
so it's
it
like Marie Langley going in and recognizing that piece from this lifetime that has occurred from a past lifetime that, and a lot of it has to do with you don't want the same thing to happen to you,
what happened to you in that lifetime.
So you go in there, and it's really forgiving. It's having a very intimate conversation, seriously. You'd be amazed the stuff that I have to go in and do, and I'm like, I'm so exhausted from doing it all the time. But it doesn't have to be hard, though, either. It doesn't have to be hard.
It's coming up because I've been doing, you know, I've done a couple of events where I've been doing readings, and I've been processing that after, and then there's stuff coming up.
Okay.
So I'm having the conversations with myself going, oh, nope, can't have any ego related to this. Nope, you're not going to misuse this. So I know there's something from a different life.
Okay.
It's coming up, and then it's affecting when I talk, because when I'm doing readings and I'm talking to people, I'm like, oh, excuse me. All of a sudden I get like this frog in my throat. So
exactly.
I know that's right on, because I'm having that conversation.
And I'm feeling you shifting right now. Yeah. I'm seeing stuff happening with you right now, just shifting. Being able to say even that out loud is a big thing. It's not this internal dialogue that's going on in your head. So when you say it out loud, you guys, it does. It helps you with the shifting everything. It doesn't mean you still don't need to go in and look at it. You still need to go and look at it and see what the fear, what the core issue of that fear is.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of times it has to do with, you know, yeah, you said I was safe last time and look what happened to me. I exited very quickly because I spoke my divine truth.
Right.
So in this lifetime, again, there's way too many of us shining our light.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean we're not going to have our challenges, that we won't have skeptics, but you only get better and you only, because I've had all the skeptics in the God-blessed world my whole life. And it's just like, you know what, I don't have anything to prove to anybody. If you're drawn to me, you're drawn to me. And if you're not, you're not. And that's how you have to look at it.
Well, and it's interesting because my skeptics come also a lot through real estate. You know, so I just had a call this morning from a client who just purchased a home, and I had to calm him down because he's freaking out and, you know, challenging me when it's not even, it wasn't even the piece that I worked on, and saying, oh, this is not good. And I had to explain, I have nothing to do with it. Your loan person had nothing to do with it. This is something to do with the county. And I think I,
and I'm going, hey, I honor where you're at, so I appreciate that you honor where I'm at also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what it's all about. It's about honoring everybody where they're at. I just had a sister say that to me going, Beth, I appreciate where it is that you're at, but I also know that you honor where it is that I'm at. And I said, well, you know, you're right. So she brought me right back because I was almost ready to go and, hey, how can you believe like that? And it's like, no, that's her belief system, mm-hmm. and my belief system is my belief system. Nobody's right, nobody's wrong. So,
Yeah. Well, and I think, too, that, you know, I know I've met people, and they look at you and they say, all right, tell me what I'm thinking.
I know. Isn't that hysterical? Yes, I'm on 24/7.
It's like, yeah, it doesn't work that way. If we were on 24/7, I think we'd be, like, sucking our thumb in a corner because
and
we'd be
rocking.
Going, oh, everything is coming at me.
And rocking.
We do put up our little protection, people. We can't be on all the time because we have to live.
I know,
you know,
I know.
Live our day-to-day life, so.
I used to be able to do that to where I was hearing and seeing things all the time, but it's like I don't want to violate anybody's space, but I would never say anything out loud. Now I have really good boundaries to where I don't have to pick up on everybody else's stuff anymore. So if you were to come up and challenge me and ask me to read your thoughts, it's like, no, I don't feel like it, and I don't want to because I no longer have to prove myself to anybody. So, and that's just messages for everybody. You shouldn't have to feel like you're proving yourself to anybody.
Huh.
Period, plain and simple.
Someone in the chat room said that there's no sound. So if people can type in there and let us know if you can hear us, or call in 347-327-9360 and let us know. Oh, okay. So she had to just refresh her browser.
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, what did the universe not want us to say? God,
no, it's not the universe. It's like, what didn't like us saying something, you know, aspects of ourselves. But however.
Yeah.
And, you know, right now people are having, again, still this week, their dreams are increasing. A lot of people are reporting crazy dreams, but very prolific. And I myself, for the past 2 days, the dreams have been intense. And those of you who might be experiencing this week, again, I only have my experiences to talk from, is you might be noticing that you might be dressing a little different, talking a little different. You might even look a little different. And I noticed this week I was more masculine. But now, you know, and I figured it out. It was old masculine energies coming in. Today I look more feminine. Marie can attest to that.
Yes.
But it's like, oh, man, it was like some heavy-duty masculine energy of mine coming in and did not like some stuff. And so, and just my conversations I've had on Facebook last night and this morning, it sounds like a lot of people are going through similar situations. So.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend call me yesterday, and she's like, what is going on? I am so angry about everything.
Yes.
And I said, well, there's Mars, you know, there was an aspect in Mars this week, too, which was bringing up, because Mars is the war planet.
Oh, yeah.
So it was bringing up a lot of anger.
Oh, yeah.
And so I told her, you know, if anybody out there listening is having this, let the anger out, because you're bringing up everything that needs to be released that no longer
serves. Oh, I'm letting it out, let me tell you. I did everybody a favor by not being around them yesterday.
Yeah. Oh. So I told her, I said, you know, just let it out, because it's something that you need to release.
Yeah.
And if, you know, and I know she's overwhelmed. She's got, you know, two young kids, and she works, and she's got to take care of the house. And I, you know, if she can, I don't know, maybe she's listening, but if she can just take 10 minutes to leave the house,
yes,
go somewhere quiet, and
stand outside,
scream it out.
Yeah.
Scream it out. You know, just take a walk. I told her, take a walk. You know, do whatever you need to do. Get into nature and just release it. It's coming up for a reason, because it no longer serves you.
If you have a soundproof room, go yell. If you want to put, you know, put yourself surrounded by pillows and yell into that too, not stifle it, because then that's old past stuff that can bring stuff up again. But just yell. Even go, I do car therapy all the time. I'm screaming. Last week I was, I had laryngitis probably twice last week because I was screaming. And I'm telling you, that's the only way I can get my stuff out. I have this rage from past lifetimes. It's like, I don't know what I encountered, but I have to go examine that this weekend.
Well, and also you can do something physical. I mean, I know she works out. If you work out and you don't work out for a while, that does affect you, because that's your outlet for, you know, releasing whatever you need to release. And when you stop that and you don't replace it with something else that's physical, then it all gets stuck inside and you have to find a way to get it out. So, you know, maybe it's a good time for people to take up working out. I've been trying to get myself in that mode. I don't have any anger, but I have the sadness coming up for some reason.
Oh,
so,
sweetheart, you got so much anger in you. It comes up as sadness is just a mask for that deep anger that's in
there.
Yeah,
but the sadness makes me just sit and watch TV and go, blah, I'm a big blah, blah, you know. So I need to actually manifest that blobby stuff into working out. So
I'm finding watching children's movies, seriously, is uplifting my moods, because it's just like, but I'm such a child anyways. I'm such a child, so it's like I need to watch it.
Okay, well, we have a caller, so I'm going to put them on the line. And hello, who are we speaking with?
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Dana from Los Angeles.
Hi, Anna. How are you today?
Is it Dana or Anna?
Dana.
Dana.
Oh, Dana.
That's what I thought.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, how are you today?
Okay, I'm doing great, thank you.
Do you
have a question
or a comment?
I have a question.
Okay.
And, it has to do with, you know, I'm in between jobs right now. And, yeah, I mean, it's one thing to ask about getting a job, and it's another thing to ask about my path. So I would love some clarity with that, my path.
With your past?
Yes, like my soul's purpose.
Oh, you're so purpose. Well, you know, the first thing that I'm hearing, I don't know if you do this or if you're transitioning into it, but you're going to be, it feels like you would really excel at helping guiding other individuals. So you could choose whether or not you're going to do that through some kind of coaching. Because I'm hearing you have a lot of insight to be able to offer back to them. That's what I'm getting. And you have a light. You have this bright light within you, and you don't understand how much that affects other individuals. You downplay it a lot. You are a bright, bright light. You're very heart-centered, and that's what the new energies are all about. So you wouldn't misguide individuals, and you're not there to tell them what to do. You would literally help them be guided so that they could come into what is my sole purpose. But there's many different ways that you can help coach individuals. So it's about you deciding, and you can decide if you want to become certified, if you want to take seminars or classes, but you are automatic. You have the gifts to be able to do it. So don't let the insecurities come through. What are you picking up on?
Do you do a lot of networking, Dana?
I mean, whenever I have the opportunity, I do like that, yes.
Okay, because I'm hearing networking is going to be really is big for you. It's a big part of you.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing is, it almost feels like it would be some kind of soul coaching. You can come up with a title with whatever feels right for you. And networking is something, and it sounds like it feels like you're going to get some networking groups going. and they're going to become very big, and it's going to be very, very, for women, it's going to be very big, focused on women.
I'm hearing meetup.
Yep.
So start meetup groups.
Like, start meetup groups. They're big in the Minnesota area, and it's just establishing them all over, and you're going to be amazed. It's like, you'll be amazed at how big they get, at how big they get.
Empowerment. I'm hearing women and empowerment.
Yes.
So that's going to be a big one for you.
Yes.
Ooh. And the job that I have right now is kind of a transition situation. So, in other words, just for the basic needs, you know, to satisfy the basic
exactly.
Financially, what do you see in terms of, you know, a job?
Well, to be doing, you work on doing this stuff, the coaching, you'll be amazed at the money that comes
consulting,
in.
Consulting, I'm hearing consulting.
And you're going to be doing consulting work. And these meetup groups, okay, here's the thing, is you have this job, it's going to pay your bills. Know that it's only temporary. It's not forever. This coaching stuff, whatever you decide to title it as, you get to play with it. And the networking you're going to do, but, you know, you have to build it, and they come. So it's in that, if you go with that philosophy. But you'll be amazed at how fast it grows. Because it's needed where you're at. It's very much needed where you're at.
Yes, it's
that's
very
what I'm
true. I resonate with everything you've said.
Yep. But don't be, I'm hearing, don't be afraid. If you're uncomfortable, that's when you know you have to go plow right through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing that for me as much as I am for you. It's like, don't let fear stop you. Know when there's fear, that's what you need to go right through it.
Yeah.
Because all it is a block. That's all it is.
I'm seeing you starting one evening group, and then it just starts kind of rolling from there, just branching out.
Well, I've been thinking about doing that meetup group actually for something very specific, and it does have to do with women empowerment, but it's through something that's very playful.
Yes, perfect. You
that's
got
perfect.
It.
Yep.
It's playful is non-threatening. That will draw the people in. You got it.
Okay.
You got it.
Oh, thank you so much for the validation. I really, really am excited.
Oh, good.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for your show. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, and now we have a caller, area code 951. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Nathaniel. I'm calling from California.
Well,
hi,
hello,
Nathaniel.
How are you?
I'm okay. I heard questions, actually. I didn't make out, so I didn't know it.
If you have a question or a comment, go ahead and ask your question or make a comment.
Well, the comment, first of all, I was going to make, you were referring to exercise. Exercise is really great. Different exercises do different things for you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you do yoga, that really, you know, will help your, you know, to be centered and stuff. And there's different kinds of yoga that you would do for different kinds of effects. Now, if you want to, like, lift weights and do boxing training, that might make you really more rowdy, you know, and aggressive.
Yes, exactly. I agree.
Would you agree, you know, because I just thought I'd mention that, you know, because, like...
Yoga, and there are different types.
Mm-hmm.
There are definitely... There's laughter yoga, Hiawatha. I mean, there's so many different types of yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly.
And a lot of Kundalini yoga, and I know that there's... And I've actually done, you know, more, you know, heavy weights and that kind of thing, and I've noticed I was becoming much more aggressive.
Oh, well, you know, that's a good reminder
inside.
For us. Good reminder.
Inside.
Well, thank you, Nathaniel.
Yeah, I was hoping to get a reading as well. Or do you do readings or...
We do. Is there anything that you want to ask a question on?
We'll answer a question,
Yes, I was hoping for, you know, maybe some kind of financing or I'm kind of in transition right now, so I was hoping for a little direction.
Nathaniel. Nathaniel, and, okay, I'm not quite sure what they mean by this, but I'm hearing painter, so I don't know if this is symbolic.
A teacher?
Painter. Or if you're supposed to do paintings and information, you'll be amazed at how some different gifts, hidden gifts and abilities can come through. Oh, that's what I'm hearing. So you don't paint currently like an artist painting?
No, but I'm a musical artist. I paint with sound.
Oh, okay. I'm also hearing use a paint brush. You're going to be amazed at what comes out through that way.
I've heard that before. And I just
you've
don't
heard
know.
That before?
I think I'm not a painter, but I could be.
Oh, I guarantee. Here's my little story. I have a friend who just went to another country, and she told me she had never painted or drawn ever before. All of a sudden, she started channeling, and this woman does phenomenal artwork. Bam, out of the blue. And I can't remember. I think she was going through a major health crisis, and this woman's work is absolutely out of this world. And it feels like the same thing would happen to you. But you'd have to put yourself out there and do it, and you'd be amazed at what you channel. It's not just through music, but I hear you're going to do something both with drawings and with the music that you do. And I'm hearing some kind of a, you're going to do a soundtrack for somebody. I don't know who it is, but it's coming up very soon, and there's going to be some, it's going to be very lucrative for you.
Music or painting? The music?
It's going to be to where you're going to be doing both. And it might be, I don't know what they all mean by that. Are you picking up on anything?
The only thing I'm picking up is the paintings are related to the music, so I don't know if you're drawing
it might
some kind
be
of representation
the,
of your music.
You listen to the music while painting or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, but
yep.
That's, it's channeling
yep.
in that music and onto the canvas.
Onto the canvas. Do you know the work that people sit here and they draw or that they paint and the templates that you channel that go into that and the frequency and the vibrancy that goes into that? So anybody who looks at your paintings or listens to your music and how it can expand them and bring in more light to them, it feels like it would be something like that. And you would do many, many pieces with that. And believe it or not, then you would start doing expos. You'd put yourself out there for other people to...
I'm also seeing when you start your drawing or your painting, start it with a musical note and expand it from there and see what image comes off of it.
Yes.
Hmm. Okay, I remember someone a couple years ago doing, you know, readings as paintings and stuff. I thought Mary said she was really good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So now put yourself in that boat, Nathaniel. Put yourself in that boat. Because you have the ability to be able to do it yourself. You're very gifted. You don't realize how gifted you are, is what
yes.
I'm hearing. And now it's time for the next part of your journey to start. It's to step it up now. And don't allow your fears to hold you back.
Okay.
And are you asking for guidance in the work that you do? Because you'll be amazed at the guidance that's there to help you with it. When you're going, I don't have a clue what you guys are saying right now, but when you're sitting there quietly asking for that guidance, you'll be amazed at where it comes from and how it comes through you.
Mm.
And just
fantastic.
Get out of the fear of the finances, because I'm hearing you ask them for help, it's going to be there for you.
Okay.
When we're in fear, we stay in that third dimensional frequency and vibrancy. We stay in the fear of power and control. So when you sit here and you're trusting more, you'll be amazed at how everything just comes synchronistically to you.
Okay. Well, thank you both so very much.
Well,
you
are
welcome. Very welcome.
Have
a
great
day.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hey.
Okay, our next caller, 856 area code.
Hello.
Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura. How are you?
What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Laura.
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 Hi.
Hey, Laura. How
yeah,
are you?
Laura.
And Laura, where are you from?
I'm in New Jersey.
New Jersey. Do you have a question or a comment, Laura?
I do. I'm trying to find out what's in store for me down the road for career and maybe moving to North Carolina. I would like to move to North Carolina, but I can't really do that unless I have a position or a job to go to there. Do you see anything in the possibility for that to happen in the next year?
I'm seeing
excuse me, I'm seeing the word management. Are you up in that type of level of work?
I could be, yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm seeing something coming in for you that's management. That's what I'm seeing. So something where you'll be managing a small company.
Oh, managing the company or managing projects in the company?
Projects in the company.
Oh, okay. I'm just seeing company, small company.
Oh, it's a small company?
Yeah.
Well, I'm hearing North Carolina is very good for you, and your guides are really wanting you to get there, so they're going to help you along. But I also hear management also for you. And I'm hearing management in a small company. It feels like you're going to be managing.
Okay.
I'm hearing...
Do you have any... Yeah. Go ahead.
It feels like and sounds like a very small company. I don't know if it's I'm hearing 12 and I'm seeing 12 people. Whether or not there's going to be 12 people amongst you and then they have clients or whatever and like supervisor management, I'm unclear on that one though. But yes, and I'm hearing it's going to happen really fast if you choose, allow and accept it so that you can move forward. You're ready to go and you would zoom. And I'm hearing
1 month, actually.
Yeah. I'm hearing no more than two months. It could move that fast for you, Laura, just so you know.
Wow. Is it connected to the company where I'm currently at right now? Because I'm on a contract right now supposedly supposed to be until December or January. Is it possibly related to the company where I'm at?
I'm hearing there's a correlation. What are you getting, Marie?
I'm getting no, but it's related to somebody you know from that company.
Yeah. So like a network of some sort within whoever it is that you're working with right now. There's a source that has a network.
Yeah, there's a connection.
All it takes is one person to change your life. So it's like so that's where the connection with the company would be.
Well, I know somebody by the name of Mark who works out of it. He works remotely for this company. And he lives in North Carolina. Is it possibly him?
Is it Mark?
Mark, yeah.
I'm not picking up. I honestly can't say I'm picking up on anything. It feels more heavy, so I would have to say, but I hate to sit here and say,
okay. No,
I'm hearing no. I'm hearing no on that one. No. You'll be amazed at where it comes from. That's all I know. You'll be amazed at where it comes from. Don't you love how they just sit here? You'll be amazed because it's all about having fun. We've taken ourselves so seriously, but it's like it's going to happen. And if you choose, allow, and accept the newness to come into your life, I'm hearing you'll be out of here in less than 2 months, and you'll be there.
Well, I'm ready. Will I?
Okay.
Have any? Wait. Are they giving any idea about the town where it would be located? Because I'd love to live on the water.
Is Asheville on the water?
I don't know, but I'll check it out on realtor.com.
is there Charlotte, North Carolina, or is that South Carolina?
No, there is a Charlotte, North Carolina, but it's further inland, but I'm sure there'd probably be lakes or something around there.
Well, I'm seeing the name Charlotte, so I don't know if that's where you're going to live or you're going to live close by it.
Okay.
There's something important that's going to be in Charlotte for you. So
I don't know if it's a
situation, people, or if that's where the main company is going to be, and then you're based somewhere else. That's what I'm not quite sure on.
There
is a company, I think Time Warner had a position available in Charlotte, North Carolina, but I haven't heard from that company. I don't know if that might be the company I would end up working for. You picking anything up with that?
I'm hearing callback. There's a callback. So I don't know if you're supposed to, do you do like a follow-up if you sent out a resume? Are you doing a follow-up saying I'm very interested in this position, yada, 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 you know, so they know that you're still interested in the position? There's been a hold-up there for whatever the hold-up is.
Okay.
But to where you can do a follow-up call or contact email, just so they know that you're still interested in it.
Okay, I can definitely do that. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Have a great day.
Have a great day. Okay,
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Yep, bye-bye. Okay, and Okay, we are going to get the next caller on. Hi, who are you calling? What's your name and where are you calling from? Who are you?
I was going to say that. What's your name and what do you want?
Well, I'll tell you who I am if you really want to know. I am Queen Mother Goddess Opulence. I came to this meeting because of the goddess vibration. How are you all doing?
Oh, very doing good. Fabulous. Where are you located out of?
Well, that's a good question. Where am I located?
Okay, how about in the physical world? Where are you located? Where are you living?
There you go. You get more clarity that way. I live
exactly.
in the state of Alabama.
Wow, the state of Alabama.
Oh, cool.
Do you have a question or a comment?
I do have a question. I am embarking upon a David and Goliath kind of situation with a big corporation, and I'd just like to know what I need to know in order to ensure that I receive the goddess blessings that I am to receive from this situation, this injustice.
Oh, okay. That's where I thought you were going with it. Cool. So you get it. You get that there's lessons, big lessons to learn from this.
Yes.
Are you picking up on anything, Marie?
Not yet.
This is all about, and I'm hearing, these are the words, proclamation of who it is that you are. And even though, and I'm hearing you understand what that means,
okay.
But it's taking proclamation and who it is that you are, standing up for your beliefs, because you know it's not just about you.
This is true.
That it's others that are going to be affected by the decisions and the actions that are going on there. You're doing something very, very big because it's shifting the paradigm of an organization. That's the role that you're playing in this. That's the role that you're playing
I
in this.
I just got the word that you're the gatekeeper and you're ready to open the gate.
With that, old belief systems are going to fall away from everybody because there's many things that are being challenged by everybody that's involved in it. Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
But the shift is very necessary. Very necessary for it to occur so that it can bring a newer vibration in because it affects many. It affects many.
I would agree with that. Beyond Ma'at, and you know who Ma'at is, I'm sure. Should I get a attorney, or will I be able to maneuver this through my own paperwork, my magical gifts, and so on and so forth?
What are you getting on that, Marie?
Oh, I was typing in the chat room.
I'm hearing an attorney, but it's and I'm hearing that it's, because here's the thing is, what's etherically going on, spiritually going on, and there's a difference between what physically can happen in the physical world right now, because it's part of the ego structure. So just so you know, for the attorney, it doesn't mean anything bad's going to happen, but it almost feels like so there's a witness to it, so you're not standing alone, if that makes sense per se.
Sure.
It feels very good. The odds are in your favor, but it's like you're going to have this attorney who gets it, and it's all about being witness to what it is that they're seeing that you're doing, because we all need to be witnessed. Because we're all here doing something different.
Well, I'm just hearing that you need the attorney for the 3D world.
For the 3D world.
All right.
But I'm hearing good things are coming from this, though, that you will get through this with ease and grace. But an attorney is, and that's really interesting, because I heard that right away. That's where I'm going, Marie, what'd you get? Because are you picking up the same thing? Because I heard attorney. But it doesn't feel like it would be a bad thing. But it also has to do with somebody who's witnessing what you'll be going through. And it's witness. So somebody sees what it is that you did, this. You were part of this change in the physical world, Because, spiritually and etherically, there's many who are witness to this. Now it's going to be somebody who's physically going to see what it is that you're being a part of.
if that
you know,
all makes
sense. It also came to me to maybe go to the news people.
Could you say that again? I'm sorry.
It also came to me, and I've forgotten this because it's only happened in the past couple of days,
okay.
to go to the news, to the media.
There you go.
Yes,
I heard bingo.
Heard, yes,
I
yes.
heard bingo, yes. It's huge. You don't realize the change that you're bringing in. And you have kudos galore. You have many who are supporting you, more than you realize, more than you realize. I mean, I see thousands of light beings around you from many different places. You're being recorded in history on many different levels, just so you know.
Wow.
You're witnessed. You're being witnessed on many, many different levels. Many different levels. But you need this attorney to be your physical witness. This is huge. This is very, very huge. Very big. You don't realize the effects that it's going to have on many, many. And it's for the better. It, just so you know, it's for the better.
Mm-hmm.
So God bless you. Seriously.
Well,
you're doing
a
good thing, girl. You're doing a good thing.
Thank you. I'm glad I came to visit the goddesses.
Well, I'm glad you got something from it. Thank you. Good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and now we have area code 469. Hi, who's calling and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hi, my name is LaShondra, and I'm in Texas.
LaShondra, do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I have this, like, interference in my marriage from my husband's side. Not necessarily that he's feeding it to the person, but she just won't go away. And I'm just wondering, what can you pick up around the whole situation, and do you see her just backing off?
Well, I'm seeing a huge cord attached, for one thing. Is it a previous relationship?
At one point last year, I left him. And when I left him, he moved in with his mom. And because his mom was, like, really being, like, a pain to him, and she told him he had to leave her house. This woman, you know, allowed him to come there. But it was more of her using him than anything. And so now she's, like, really, really attached to him and will not let go.
Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing a cord attached, and it's almost like she's got hooks into him.
Like burning candles or something, I don't know.
What are you picking
well,
up?
I'm
just seeing a huge
well,
cord.
Right now, yes, she's got hooks in her. He has to be the one who, you can help him from afar, but, you know, it's about his higher self, whether or not he's approving anything to come into his energetic body and spaces, and he's allowing it. And with you allowing it to affect you mentally and emotionally, it can only get bigger from. So it's working on you releasing and letting go all cords and attachments to any of the outcome. You can't make anything happen because whatever has to play out has to play out. So this is a good opportunity for you to go within to see what are you holding on to it for. Because it's huge for you as for him. He could choose to allow this individual to stay in his life. It could become bigger and bigger and bigger. But you have an opportunity of, are you going to react to it? Are you going to respond differently? And are you going to say, because it's causing drama and chaos, are you going to continue to allow that in your life? I'm hearing it's very symbolic for every area of your life because it's something that's been going on. It's just been different scenarios throughout your life. So it's an opportunity of being able to sit here and clear that, saying, I'm no longer allowing this lower energy to be a part of my life anymore. Now, if he chooses, you can't do anything about it. Relationships right now are being challenged. That's reality. Whether you want to hear it or not, that's just the way it is right now. So you're looking at what's for your highest good, not for his highest good, because he has to make that decision.
So do you know what is going to happen? Do you see him, like, walking away from me, or?
You know, right now, I'm not getting anything on that because it's about, right now it's about free will on his part. But don't be in that fear, because if you're afraid and you're keeping something out of desperation, that's all you're going to mm-hmm. continue to create is more
right.
desperation.
I'm hearing you have to work on what's best for you
yes. Yes.
and your highest good. So however, I'm hearing that the outcome is all in your palm. Basically, it's in your hand
yep.
and how you choose to resolve this and what you will put up with and what you will not put up with. But you have to look at it from your perspective, not his.
So he's exactly. willingly, my thing is he's willingly talking to her or whatever is going on.
I'm hearing he's talking to
yeah.
her, whether or not anything's going on. But, you know, this comes down to old insecurities on your part. You need to let those go. This is an opportunity for you to grow, and it's an opportunity to really look at the self-love for yourself. And to love and to know that you deserve to have the best
mm-hmm.
and to examine, you know, anything that isn't the best for you right now. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Know you're going to get through this.
Yep. And I'm hearing empower yourself.
You need to empower yourself.
Yep.
You're stronger than you think, girl.
Mm-hmm.
You're stronger than you think. But
mm-hmm.
now, also because you've been disconnected from Source, also ask Source to come in and help you.
That's
saying, your daughter's struggling here, I need some strength. I have to do that periodically myself. Daughter's struggling here, I need strength. Where's Team Beth at? Where is it at? You'll be amazed at how instantaneous it'll come. And then ask for the guidance for your next step. But be quiet and be still and listen what comes to you. Don't do anything out of desperation. I'm just hearing that for whatever reason that keeps coming up. Don't do anything because you're scared.
Like, it's like because of my fear is creeping in. It's like
yes, yes,
I create that thing where I force, you know, I create what's, you know, not really there. And it's like I push him out the door because I have that fear. And that fear
yep.
Will create, you know, will like creep in and cause me to just push him away from me.
And you get that it's about abandonment issues, right? But know that you don't have to be abandoned anymore. Whatever, and we're talking it's major past lifetime stuff and current lifetime stuff. Your only abandonment is just an illusion. That's all it is, no matter how real it feels. And right now, for the next 3 weeks, all of these ego issues are going to be coming up, all these illusions of things that we think that are going on, but they're not. Go within your heart and listen to your heart, not your head. Your head's giving you a story, but your heart is going to tell you the truth. And when you don't, when you're second-guessing your heart, hang on to your solar plexus. Just put your hand above your belly button. That's your solar plexus and say, I'm in my own power. Guide me on my next step. You'll be amazed at where your strength comes from. You'll be amazed.
Because our thing was to relocate to Florida to be closer to his son. And I know that, you know, that's what he really wanted to do, and that's what, you know, I'm supporting. You know, the fact that he wants to do that. Oh, do you see us moving or?
Moving would be very good. I feel very, it feels very lit, very light for me. What do you get from it, Marie?
Well, I'm hearing the move would be important for him and his son, their relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish you good luck. Remember to breathe through it.
Yeah.
And what is supposed to be will be, and that which isn't is going to break away. And be okay with that, knowing that you're going to be fine.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
We wish you luck.
Right, good luck.
Thank you.
Right.
Bye.
Okay. Well, we have time for just one more caller. Sorry, guys, unless we make this one fast, and then we can get our last caller on. But area code 541, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Anna, and I'm calling from Oregon.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Anna.
How are you?
Hi.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, question. I've been healing my body for quite a while, and I just had arthroscopic knee surgery, and I have challenges with circulation in my legs. I can't walk much. I can't do a whole lot. I'm supposed to keep my legs elevated. And I'm concerned about my finances and as well as the rest of my life kind of going forward. It's in a stuck place right now. It's been for a while. It's been about 8 years with my knees, and I'm just wondering what you see coming up. My relationship is kind of thwarted by it, and a lot of everything is kind of pulled back because of it.
Well, what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing for you, Anna, is the legs represent with moving forward and how you're connected to the world, to the earth, and it's letting go of all the old belief systems. And we're talking, it's big time on the right side. So this is major masculine energy that's coming in. It's very strong. It came in very, very deep ancestral-wise as well as yours. And it's the way money was looked at. It's the way survival was looked at. There's been a lot of things that you've gone through, a lot of trials and tribulations in your life. We all have. That's the human experience, and we learn from it. We grow from it. But it's choosing, and I'm not saying this, this is their words coming through, it's choosing to get out of the victim mode. It's the histories of ancestral that's been big on your father's side in this lifetime and mm-hmm. in different lifetimes, but big time in this lifetime I'm seeing, because I'm seeing it in front of you. So this is the current lifetime of stuff that has gone on, choices that people have made in the ancestral we're talking father, grandfather, brothers, anything to do with the male side. I'm hearing they were not of light, decisions that were not of light. And the thing is, it comes in through the DNA. It doesn't matter if you're male or female, but you carry that piece, and you're the one who's going to be freeing your ancestors who are now deceased of mm-hmm. past choices. So it's an opportunity mm-hmm. for you to look at the relationships that you've had with men in your life, mm-hmm. and men in past lifetimes. And past lifetimes, you go in through meditation, or you can journal and ask that aspects of yourself come up to be looked at and reviewed. But there's a lot of forgiveness that is being needed. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing a lot of stuff to do with grandfather and great-grandfather and great-great-grandfather, just from this current lifetime. And then there's male aspects of yours that really want forgiveness. Because what we're doing is, for the next 3 weeks, we have 2 minutes, so I'm going to quickly brief this. If you can look at any form of energetic work to learn how to let go of all cords and attachments and hooks mm-hmm. that can come into you, that and release it on a history level and release it on an ancestral level, you'll be amazed at how much you'll be able to shift your energies.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know anybody who does energy work, if you're doing energy work, just know that it's stemming from the male side and it's ancestral, okay. but you can get through it. Choose to be out of the 3D and the 4D illusions and to go into the fifth. And to go into the fifth again, we have phone in Fridays. This might be another call that you come in, and if you get through next Friday, that you can mm-hmm. call in and we can help. But meanwhile, work on letting go of the old ways of being in this world. Let go of old thoughts, feelings, emotions, attitudes, actions, behaviors, because now you're looking at no longer how you're reacting to people or situations. It's how you're going to respond differently. And mm-hmm. forgiveness. I'm just hearing big forgiveness with you.
Yeah.
Our legs, because yeah. you're not trusting that you're supported in this life, moving forward with ease, that you can have what it is that you desire. Ask for mm-hmm. everything that's in your life from this moment forward. It's for your highest and best good. If you can do that, you'll be amazed at how you'll shift with that. I only want that, which is for my highest and best good. I already feel your heart shifting right now. It's getting lighter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you can just remember that from what I'm telling you, everything from this moment forward is for your highest and best good. It's 100% of the light. That's all you need. So you're going to talk to your guides more. That's the best advice that I can give to you. So anyways, with that, Anna, I wish you luck.
Yeah, good luck.
And good. Thank you, everybody who called in. I apologize to those that we couldn't get
area
to.
Area code 856 and the number starting 776. If you could just email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. Email us your question and we'll answer it for you. And also to Lachey M. in the chat room, go ahead and email us your question. And we will see you all. We're going to be putting a show together on Sunday from 6 to 7. We don't know what we're talking about yet, but I'll have it posted up. So all of you have a fabulous weekend, and we'll see you Sunday night.
Yes, we send you love and light.
Yep. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.